40. Great. Roll. We have roll everywhere. We have them when you're at school. We have them when you're at work. And when you're playing and at home, there's rules you follow. Everybody follows the rules. I have never been in a classroom where there weren't posted so that everybody could see what the rules were. Well, now, I got them with me. I'm going to read the rules to you. Number one, don't talk when the teachers talk. Don't chew gum. No. Yeah, they do. They make it bad. Stay in your seat. He must know. Do your own work. Keep your hands to yourself. Follow directions. Yeah, follow directions. All right. Don't talk without permission. You wait till the teacher asks you to talk, then you talk. Listen when someone is speaking.
What did you say?
Keep your desk neat and clean. And the 10th one, be kind and respect one another. Yeah. So these are all good rules. And we love to follow the rules, don't we? Yeah, we do. Did you know? Now, which one of these rules do you think is the most important? Number 10, be good and be kind and respectful. Yes, I think so too. I think that is very important. Because if you follow that rule, you follow them all, right? Right. In Jesus' time, they had rules. The Jews had. Do you know how many rules they had? How many? 100? How many you say? 10? Well, they had the 10 commandments that they followed, but they had 613 laws. 613 laws they had to follow, and they followed them. Okay? They had 248 do's, and they had 365 don'ts. Can you imagine trying to keep each one of these laws? Well, I'd be breaking them every 5 minutes. So one day the lawyer came to Jesus and said, which law is the most important law? Which law should we follow? Which one is the most important one for us? Now, what do you think he said? All of them? Yeah. But which one did you think he said was the most important? Being kind to one another? Yeah. Jesus said, love the Lord. Thank you. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. So once we do both of those commandments, we will follow all the other commandments. It'll be easy because we will love each other. So we will do our own work, stay in our seat, listen to our teacher, and love and respect everyone. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us the opportunity to be here today. Help us to love you with all of our heart and to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. In your name we pray. Amen.